Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Maria Bruckhardt. Maria Bruckhardt is a global customer relationships manager, transformation expert, and founder of an AI tech company. She is experienced as a business development specialist with a demonstrated history of working in the electrical and electronic manufacturing industry. Maria is skilled in digital strategy, strategic planning, business development, startup consulting, and digitization. Additionally, she is a strong business development professional with a focus in business and strategy development. Maria is also a recipient of the Google Female Founder Immersion 2020 and the Google Play Award Best App 2020 Skin AI Machine Learning Based Application. Well, good afternoon, Maria. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Awesome, Maria. This is so exciting. Thank you for jumping on late in your day. I know you're coming from Dresden, Germany, and I appreciate you jumping on again, like I said, and taking some time to do this. So I appreciate it. And we're going to jump right into the questions here. So Maria, you have quite the career in technology and engineering management, and now you're the co-founder of Skin, an AI-based beauty retail app. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, thank you so much for the question. I want to tell you a little story of my young years because, you know, when I was really young, I started a competitive sport. So I've been a professional sports girl. And what you learn there is, of course, you have to work every day to come to your goal. And once the big day is there, you have to be on time. So that was really meaningful for me. And like my whole generation is maybe influenced by somebody you may know. He's called Usain Bolt, right? And I mean, he is maybe the reason why I started all these things. Because once I got to know him, of course, everybody was inspired by his work. And what he taught us is that you have to work every day. And I remember one situation. I have been in London Stadium 2012, I guess. It was his last race. And, you know, he wasn't the one who won the race. And the whole stadium, we talk about 60,000 people, were just quiet. So nobody were doing something. And it was maybe the most emotional moment of my life. Because what he has done is he put on millions of people, even in television or in reality, all over the world. And everybody was just behind him, sharing one vision. And this vision was personificated with him. And what I learned from that time is that once you have a vision and once you want to change something, you really have to go on and you have to work every day. And yeah, this is how my story began. And this is maybe the most important thing for me in my back time days.
That's an amazing story. I appreciate that. And that will certainly inspire others like yourself that are in this space today. So thank you again, Maria. So Maria, as you know, everybody this year globally has had to make major shifts to adapt to the new normal in the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your company stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, you know, COVID-19, of course, was a very specific situation. So we as co-founder team, we decided really early that we have to spend this time together and to go through that together. So we put on two families, moved into one house and spent all the time together to make sure that we as business, our company, our employees are safe and we can survive. And what we have done is, of course, not just having a good time together and grow the business. We always have been in touch with our customers. And customers for us means, of course, brand partners, but also the people like you and me. And with this constantly talking to that people, we learn directly what are the current challenges. And we try to adopt these things to our solution. And Skin, as we have it today, is totally different to what we had at the beginning of the pandemic. So what we can proudly say is that we really grow during that time, not just with KPIs, also with the business model itself. And we helped a lot of smaller brands, especially, to go on with their way. And so, yeah, this was how we dealt with the situation.
That's great. I'm glad you could share that. And I appreciate you helping others out as well in this process and this challenge. So thank you. So Maria, could you share what new or emerging technologies you're employing in your technology stack? Obviously, probably machine learning or RPA or natural language processing, anything like that you could share with us?
Yeah, sure. You know, we took the beauty market. Once we decided that, we of course had a deeper look. And what we learned is that there are two main challenges. We have emotional sales and personalized cosmetics. And what I learned from my former days at Siemens is that once you want to do a digital transformation, you have to keep people in mind. So it's about human knowledge, of course. And what we found out is that artificial intelligence and augmented reality can help us by doing that. So we focused really on developing two different machine learning processes, especially with TensorFlow. And these machine learning processes are now the base for our recommendation engine. So I can really tell you that we are having AI beauty advisor, and this advisor really bases on two deep technology processes. And to be honest, of course, when we started, nobody of us were experienced with that. We have all been far away from being machine learning experts or something, but we just moved on to Google. And me personally, I was one of 10 female founders that were chosen from the Google Female Founders Program. And there have been so many great mentors keeping me on the way and taught me over 12 weeks how to use these tools and also how to use them right. Because you can do a lot of things, but you have to do the right things for your profession, right? We have been glad to develop the solutions with them. To answer your question very short, it's AI, AR, and also machine learning.
This platform is based on the emerging technologies in this space, and we write a lot of content. We have a lot of guests that speak to this. So this is what really gets me excited. So thank you for sharing that. And Maria, last question. Our audience would like to know more about you. Could you share something from your career experience that would be helpful for those looking to grow their career in technology or leadership?
Yeah, if you remember like what I told you at the beginning of our talk, it's about, of course, being inspired. And also, like when I started at Siemens, I learned from our founder that it's about doing and trying. So while you are young, you are allowed to do mistakes. It's okay to do mistakes. And you have to do mistakes to learn how to go through that. And there have been so much people around me, like mentors, that told me from their experience how I can learn and how I can get better. And I guess like this time will never come back. So once you are young, you should take the chance to try different things, to do mistakes, and to learn from them. So once you have fallen, stand up, of course, and don't waste this time because it's never coming back. And I guess this was maybe the most important thing for me, that I started really from 18 and learned over 8 years how I can deal with all that kind of situations.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that, Maria. I think that's awesome. And again, that's some great insights for our audience. So thanks again. And Maria, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, and hope to see you soon again, right? Stay healthy.
Bye for now.